goodness. There's so many medications to learn, right? And then insulin, like, how do you know what the peak time is, the duration time? Like, what does that really mean? Like, how, when do we know to give the insulin again? You know, and how is this important when it comes to the exam? Like, how should we really factor this in when it comes to the test? That's what we're going to talk about on this video. Hi, this is Nurse Choma, founder of Choosing Nursing. I am so excited that you're here with me today, because today we're going to be talking about all about memorizing your insulin drug chart. Now, this is so important because insulin is what you call a high risk medication, right? So meaning that if you give it wrong or inappropriately, then there's it could cause medical errors that could be life-threatening to your patient. So this is why it's really important that you understand how to give insulin properly. Now in this video, we're not going to talk about mixing insulin. We'll probably save that for a different video, but we are going to focus specifically on the memorizing your insulin drug chart and what it means and why it's so important. All right, so the first and foremost thing, as well, if you feel like you want help specifically with passing the NCLEX exam, go ahead and go below this video and download my free book. The book will definitely help you to learn more about how to pass your NCLEX exam. So click below and download it right now. All right. Okay. So let's go into specifically when we're talking about the insulin drug chart. Now we have different types of insulins, and I'm going to go ahead and pull up the picture I have right now. So let's start first with the types, the onset, the peaks, the duration, and then the action. And we're gonna go into a little bit of depth about each of them. So the first one we have is rapid, right? So rapid acting insulin is, now what I really wanna go over for the sake of time in this video is helping you to understand what each of them mean, and then how it relates to your interventions. So you have the different types of insulin, right? You have rapid acting, you have short acting, you have intermediate acting, and then you have long acting. Okay, those are the different types. And then of course, within each of those, you have different brand and generic names and etc. Then when we look at the onset, so what does onset mean? Onset is simply how much time it takes for the medication to start to work, all right? And then, so during this time, if I give insulin and it's just starting to work, this is when you need to prioritize making sure that the patient is eating, okay? So the patient should be eating during the time of the onset, okay? Now, during the time, next is now when we look at the peak time. So peak time now is when the patient, the insulin is beginning to really work at its highest potency level. So at this time, you want to be making sure that you are monitoring the patient for signs of hypoglycemia, all right? So at this time, this is when we're going to be looking at the patient to see if they have any signs of hypoglycemia. Then after this, we have your duration amount, okay? So duration is going to be how long it takes for it to work in their system, right? So the duration means that this is how long it takes. So at the end of the duration is typically when we're getting ready to give the medication again, all right? So it's usually time to reevaluate and then recheck the sugar again and give them the insulin again. That's usually typically what it means. So if you organize it into each section, it will help you to better memorize it. So you're gonna organize it simply where you have the type, right? The type, which I just mentioned, there's four main types. Then you're gonna organize it into the onset. Then you're gonna organize it into the peak and then the duration, okay? So it's important that when it comes to taking your NCLEX exams, that the biggest thing is that you memorize the length of times, right? So you have to memorize each of the times, and then you also have to memorize the appropriate interventions for each of them. So if, for example, you got a question and the medication was a rapid acting medication, and it says that your patient received insulin at 8:15 and it's now 8:30, which of the following interventions would you anticipate for the nurse to do next or first or now? Then I would be looking for something that indicates to give the patient breakfast. Make sure the patient is eating, right? This is how you apply what you learn to the test, right? So the application is all about identifying, okay, you learn the information, you memorize it, and then you identify what you would actually do in a real world scenario. So to memorize the drug chart, it's all about just organizing, just like anything else on the test. Just learn to organize it and identify, okay, what type of insulin belongs to which group. The more you learn to organize things out, the easier it will be to memorize what you're learning. Right? There is a blueprint, there is a sequence to learning information when it comes to the content in a way that's digestible, easy, and retainable. The more and more you practice this, the easier it will be when it comes to memorizing the content, especially in this situation, learning the insulin drug chart and more. Right? If you feel like you need help in this area, you want me to help you and coach you along the way, well, go ahead and click below this video where we can work together and I can actually mentor you to help you to pass your NCLEX exam. I hope that you found this helpful, and I look forward to sharing more information about this. And actually, go ahead and comment below this video and let me know right now what's a topic that you're struggling with learning. What would you like for me to talk about? What are some things that you feel like you need more help in? Right? Let me know below this video, and go ahead and make sure you share this video, subscribe, follow us, and I'll see you in the next video. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse. How to Become a Registered Nurse. It's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you on the next episode.